Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today our special guest is Days of Lavender. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, and we also have my co-host. Introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Mina.
Hello, it's Zosha.
Zosha and Mina, yay, welcome back. They were our special guests last week. All right, so please tell us a little bit about the Days of Lavender sound, and how did you get into music?
Sure. Hi, so I'm Danny. I sing in Days of Lavender. And we're a duo that creates music that is ambient and psychedelic. And I got into music really early on. I think I was about 4 years old when I started singing solos in my church growing up, and joined choirs and went to an arts high school and was in a Motown band in high school, and just kept singing wherever I was, and more competitive singing in choirs and things like that. So very professionally trained for many, many years. And then starting this music project really allowed me to really come into my own and bring all of the different genres that I studied all together.
Fantastic. Yeah. Steven?
Yeah, so I grew up playing music at my church. I kind of think of churches as musician farms because they produce so many good musicians. Started with the bass guitar, and I chose that instrument because I wanted to pick the easiest instrument that I could play that allowed me to be in a band. And like a 4 strings, that seems simple enough. And then later on, I fell in love with the bass, and just, yeah, there's so much depth to it. And yeah, so, and then I kind of branched out, started playing piano. And but yeah, as a bassist, traditionally, you kind of need a drummer kind of to have fun. And so I'd always rely on other people, and I wanted to be more self-sufficient. So I got into programming my own beats kind of electronically, and that's kind of what helped me dive into the more of the electronic music scene.
Yes.
And that really opened up all sorts of doors.
Yes, we love that. Okay, and tell us about your new single, Dewdrop.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so pretty cute story. Dewdrop was meant, it was written as a birthday present for my 1-year-old nephew, Owen. Aww. And we kind of wrote it in sort of a style that, kind of this indie rock, kind of nostalgic, that me and my brother used to listen to a lot when we were younger. Obviously, Owen is maybe a little young to understand the song and what it's about and appreciate it. So it's kind of more for the parents at this point, but something that he'll hopefully be able to learn to love as he grows up. And it's kind of a sort of like a promise that we will be around to support him, to love on him, and just to encourage him and whoever listens to it to kind of look for the positive, look for the beauty in the world. I know that we've kind of evolved generally to look for what's wrong so that we can, you know, change it. It's kind of an evolutionary trait. If something's wrong, we can change it. So we don't really notice a lot of the positive things that happen in our lives. So it's kind of an encouragement to, like, you know, look for that, reprogram your brain to see the positive, and then with that, you know, go and create and, you know, find your artistic expression. And then, yeah, the album art for Dewdrop was a painting my little brother did.
Oh my gosh.
Like a family collab.
Yes. What's your brother's name?
Nathan Clark.
Nathan Clark, give it up. All right. Well, let's listen to Dewdrop right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are back. That was such a beautiful song, guys. Okay, now we have some questions from our brand new co-hosts.
How did you guys find each other to start making music?
Yeah, great question. Well, we fell in love. We met online, actually, which is really fun. And on Steven's profile, he was like, I'm looking for someone to make music with. And I was like, that's great news, but I don't really believe you. Or, like, I don't know if that's, you know, what's going to happen there. And then we met, and we went on a first date. And then I think our second time hanging out, we went in the studio. And the rest is history.
Aw.
What do you have to say about that?
Yeah. So we started dating, and then immediately I realized that she had a beautiful voice, and I'm like, let's do something creative, because I think it's so nice when, you know, couples have a project that they can pour their time into. And it was such a perfect fit. And I was surprised Dani wasn't in any other bands or any other projects. But she's so trained. And so it's pretty incredible. It seemed like a lovely fit.
Yeah. And that Steven had, you'd been producing for a long time with other, for other projects and stuff. And I feel like our styles just did a really beautiful thing together. Like the style that you have and the style that I brought, it just made some magic. So it's
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And originally it was, I had a bunch of beats and songs that I'd put together, and then Dani just kind of threw her vocals down, and then we did that for a little while, and then eventually it turned into more of like an even collaboration where we'd start writing songs together from scratch. And I think that's where things really blossomed, and we kind of found what our more or less what our sound is today.
Aw, that's so adorable. I wish I could have a love story like that.
How long have you been making music for?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been since I was really, really young. But the two of us together have been making music now for, under the name Days of Lavender, for...
3 years?
For 3 years. And been playing together for about four.
How'd you guys come up with the name?
Yeah, we played with a few different names, some of which we put to the wayside when they weren't quite a fit. And then, I think for us, lavender is a very calming... a very calming thing for a lot of people. It's used in healing, in the healing space and the healing world. And Stephen being a massage therapist and me being a yoga instructor, it felt like a really calming, soothing thing that really fit our music. I love that they're really good pollinator plants, since they're always buzzing with bees. And what else?
Is it true lavender deters mosquitoes or something like that?
We found out. Do you want to tell
the
story?
Scorpions?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we found out that in some countries they put lavender around babies when they're sleeping so that the scorpions don't get at their babies.
Wow.
Which is really interesting.
So yes. The same actually works with our music. So if you play our music around a baby, then scorpions
won't attack it. There you go. And let's talk about the next song. It's called Babies and Bubbles. And we were just shooting a little video outside with Bubbles today. Yes, tell me about this next song.
Well, not too far off from Dewdrop. we don't do this for all of our songs, but these two we did. This song was written for my oldest niece, Elijah. When she was about a year old, so my brother and his partner live in Toronto for now. They'll be moving quite close to us, which is very exciting. We went to visit them for a few weeks, and we stayed at their place with the idea that, we really wanted to get to know Elijah, my first niece, and spend some quality time with her, just living in different cities and really getting that time as she grows up. And so we went there for a few weeks, and then we hung out with her and kind of got her vibe a little bit, and then tried to write a song that kind of captured her essence when she was about one.
Yeah, and we spent some time with her in the studio, because of course we were kind of babysitting her half the time, and she'd come into the studio while we were recording, and we'd put her in front of the microphone, and then she'd at that time she wasn't even speaking, but she made some cool, really cool noises. So we took them and spliced them apart and put them in the song and got her approval on some parts. So it was just a really fun, silly way to collaborate.
Is she in the YouTube video that we're going to play?
She is, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, okay. So let's get to it right here on CJSF.
Hey, Elijah, how's your breakfast? How would you like to go and play? We could run around with bubbles in the sun all day. Some bubbles, a little light.
Babies and Bubbles. Yes, Days of Lavender. And we're going to talk about flowers, starting with co-host here. What is your favorite flower?
Personally, I like, ironically, lavender. It's very calming, as they said. It always just helped me fall asleep when I was a little kid, so I always just really liked it. And I also really like orchids because I love their, like, shape, kind of. Doesn't really look like a heart, mm-hmm. but like it's just really pretty and kind of looks like a crown. And they're just, and they can come in so many beautiful colors, and the purple orchids especially are so gorgeous. I need them in my garden when I'm older.
Yeah, can you tell her favorite color is purple? My favorite flower, I haven't done any like symbolism research on flowers, so I don't technically have a favorite flower, but I do have a favorite plant, which is the Venus flytrap, because carnivorous plants are such interesting beings to me. And they get rid of flies, which I dislike very much.
So, is yours the lavender, or do you have other favorite flowers?
I do really love lavender. It's definitely up there. And yeah, the smell is just delightful. I really like the rhododendron bushes.
Mm.
Yeah, my grandma, like her backyard, which is like a haven. It's one of my favorite places. She has so many different rhododendrons that bloom in different colors, and yeah, it's really special. It's beautiful.
Danny?
Yeah. It's hard to say because I feel like it changes depending on the time of the year when they're all in different times of bloom. But just this morning I was in the gardens at the Salt Spring Center of Yoga and wandering through the fields where I'm working on the farm. And right now the snapdragons are coming out and they just grow in these really beautiful kind of cone shapes, and they grow kind of from the bottom all the way up to the top. And so because I was appreciating them this morning, I'm going to say those.
Excellent. Yes. And bluebells for me. Ding dong, you know, because I'm just a little ding dong here. Okay, guys. And talking about Salt Spring, you guys did a little retreat.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a NASA t-shirt, so we're not talking about outer space, but we're talking about inner space. Yeah. So tell me, what is inner space?
Yeah. So a few years back, we started sort of a day festivals that we called Inner Space. So it was a series that we did every couple months here in Vancouver, and it would start with sort of a wellness activity, whether that was sound bath or yoga or breath work, and then it would go into a DJ set, and we had artists doing live painting or projections on the walls or something of that kind, and then we would play. And so it was kind of like a party, but it was like an early, you know, day party, and that was really sort of like wellness focused, and that format really worked really beautifully. I think it was like kind of a new and interesting and kind of really wholesome, beautiful kind of party for people to be a part of. And so that's where the name came from. But about over the holidays, Stephen and I were talking about some dreams that we might have going forward for the project, and then we started developing this idea more. Do you want to talk about that part?
Yeah. So Danny had been volunteering at the Salt Spring Center for Yoga, this beautiful place on Salt Spring Island, and yeah, it had kind of been a dream of ours to like have like a space that where we could hold retreats. And then when we found this place, we're like, well, we don't need to have our own space. We should just collaborate with the center and, you know, host on their land. And I think, yeah, well, how did it actually begin? Well, yeah, it's funny. I had recently marathoned the Harry Potters over the winter break. And the scene where Harry Potter is like looking into the mirror and you get to see what your desire is.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a little thought experiment, and we're like, okay, what would you see if you were to look into the mirror? And basically we took our visions, put them together, and then that's kind of how we came up with the retreat. And then we're like, well, we have all the skills to do this. We know all the right people, and I think we could actually pull this off. And then we just hosted it about a month ago, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and pretty amazing that, you know, for the year prior, I'd been working at a retreat center. And so we had all the connections there, and then we were building kind of a network of all kinds of different artists in Vancouver and facilitators, and so it just made so much sense to bring it all together and bring people together to appreciate connection to land and to spirit and to each other. And yeah, it was a really phenomenal experience.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, the girls have some more questions.
Great.
Do we?
Do we?
Okay. Think back to like the first song you made. How hard do you cringe at it? On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10. What was our first one?
I think it was that Followed song.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I listened to it again recently. It still slaps, I think.
Okay, cool. Nice.
To use the kiddo lingo. Yeah, right. They say slaps.
You're using it right. Good
okay,
job.
Cool. Yeah, cool. No, it totally slaps. I mean, it's not necessarily what I would want to be writing right now. It's a little like angsty and stuff.
It's definitely darker.
Oh, hey, I'd love to listen to it. Look at my
address. Yeah, y'all check it out for sure.
Yeah, we had both. Before we met, we had both kind of gone through some breakups. So I feel like the songs that we were first writing were a little bit, reflecting those themes. And then soon after we kind of got that out of our system, it shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think everything you write is just like part of your journey and kind of helps you become the artist that you're meant to be. And I don't think anything is wasted or like, yeah.
Totally. And one of the things that I think Stephen taught me early on was like, just release things, like just put things out into the world, and like, you know, like that's gonna help you get over your imposter syndrome if you're just like hanging on to all this stuff, and not just like, you know, getting into the practice of experimenting and enjoying the process and just being free with it rather than waiting for perfection. And that really helped me a lot.
Yeah, because when we were writing these original songs, it kind of felt like we were practicing, we were like learning things, and we're like, well, while we're learning these things, let's just continue to put it out there. We don't have to wait till we're perfect. I think you'll have this, we have this idea that we have to be up to a certain standard before we can share our art. And I don't think that's the case. I think you should kind of like share throughout your whole journey.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You'll never feel, I don't think you'll feel ready. Eventually you'll just like be releasing and putting stuff out there, and you're like, oh yeah, no, actually, this is nice.
Yes.
But I don't think you should wait until like, you know, you feel ready.
Yes. So let's pause and then we'll think about it. And then just do it, basically, right? Okay, so tell me about this next song called Pause.
Yeah, sure. This song came up in a moment where I think Stephen was feeling a little bit low, and sometimes Stephen will like jokingly just tell me to like sing my feelings. Mm-hmm. Because I also have a, you know, background in musical theater, and it feels nice to just express myself in that way. And so we got into the studio and I sort of sang to him kind of, I guess, what I wanted him to feel and to hear and to sing him out of this kind of funk that he was in, and to bring us closer together.
So it's like an IRL musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then, yeah, the theme of it is like I'm really passionate about like mindfulness and meditation. And it's just like an encouragement kind of to myself to like have these moments throughout the day where you literally just pause and then give yourself the freedom to feel, think, whatever you need to feel without judgment. Just kind of like letting that kind of wash its way through. And I find that's very healing when you can give yourself that space, and your brain and your heart just kind of like unties itself if you just give it that space.
Mm.
See you.
right. So you heard those pauses in the song, and I almost shut it off, but I was like, no, that is part of the song.
It's like when people do an applause in the middle of the performance.
Right. Okay, so the next song we're going to play is called Vancouver Aquarium, and I love that because my show's Wham Bam East Van Vancouver, y'all. So tell me why you wrote about the Vancouver Aquarium.
Yeah, I guess we have this like strange fascination with the aquarium. Mm-hmm. We have annual passes. We go as much as we can. And yeah, I guess it started because my grandma used to take me there when I was really little. Oh. She's a big supporter of the Vancouver Aquarium. And so it's just such a beautiful, nostalgic place. And it really encourages like curiosity. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're trying to capture with this song, like being in a place, kind of forgetting about the rest of the world and just like fine-tuning your sense of curiosity into where you are. I love the ocean. I think actually later tonight we're going to watch the David Attenborough ocean documentary. So
quick plug for that.
Yeah, quick plug for that. quick plug
Not
for David.
Guys.
No, we love David though. So I think it was just trying to capture, and also we wanted, I think this is our first attempt at writing a kid's song. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a bunch of the songs we played this evening are kind of kid-related. That's not the case for all of our songs.
You just happened to have chosen all the ones that are very kid-friendly.
But this was kind of the first one. We're like, well, it would be kind of a fun, like, creative exercise to, like, write, like, a children's song that maybe, you know, the parents would actually enjoy as well.
Like any good movie.
kind of like a Pixar movie is what we're going for.
Totally. Yeah. And, like, just...
Or at least the older ones.
Yeah, totally. And being able to use, like, you know, soundscapes from under the water and, like watery sounds just felt so nice for our sound in general anyways. And
I
so
can
to,
always
like,
hear the water in your songs, whether it's there or not.
Right. Yeah, it can be very, like, watery music. So, it was cool to incorporate a lot of that. And Steven's made a playlist, which, if anybody's interested, is on our Spotify, that's music to listen to while you're at the aquarium.
Yes, where so can they find it? Yeah.
Yeah, on our Spotify
I think it's called Lavender Aquarium. Yeah, it's just under our
And to be able to, like, plug in and then wander through to this playlist is just so magic. And, yeah, helps to tune out all of the chaos of the place and really focus in on the life and the beauty there. Thank you.
is bird note. Hummingbirds are alluring birds. People are often enamored by their iridescent feathers and charismatic personalities. But for some species of mites, the attraction is electric. Mites are tiny critters related to spiders and ticks. There are thousands, if not millions, of species worldwide that are typically no larger than a grain of salt. Being so small, many mites rely on larger animals to survive. In the neotropics, hummingbird flower mites freeload off an existing partnership. This group of mites feeds on nectar and pollen, but only from specific types of flowers. These picky eaters need reliable transport between blooms that may be yards apart. Basically a squillion miles to an itty-bitty mite. Without wheels or wings of their own, these mites hitch a ride on a passing hummingbird. As the hummingbird takes a sip from a favored flower, the mites make a mad dash for its bill. With help from static electricity, the mites zap onto the bird like lint to fresh laundry. Once safely on board, they tuck themselves into the hummingbird's nostrils until the hitchhikers can safely disembark at the bird's next stop. In fact, scientists have discovered that these teeny mites have evolved the ability to detect the electric fields generated by the whirring birds, a sense called electroreception. Sharks use this to hunt prey. These mites are just looking for their next nostril. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Hi, we are Yonkers.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yay! And that was Jacob's art show. He was here earlier. And guess what, folks? This is such a coincidence. Lydia, right? And Jacob, like, that's your uncle, right?
Yep, that's my uncle.
That was so crazy because I posted this on the CJSF website and he's like, hey, that's my niece. So that is hilarious. And then he just showed you, he recorded you when you were a baby.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he posted that on the radio, and he just showed her just...
Yeah, she sounded a little bit like this.
A little less British.
But yeah, I was not a British baby.
Sometimes it just kicks in. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, guys. Okay, so we're back with Days of Lavender, and we're going to play their next song called Once a Week. Tell me about this one.
Sure, yeah. So Once a Week, I think we came up with the idea running around Stanley. We love to... have our like these adventures in Stanley Park, mm-hmm. and we kind of run around, listen to music, have our own private dance parties, lots of space, great place to dance, and then we came up with the concept was the idea of like falling in love once a week and kind of
not only with each other but with life, like how can we keep returning to the things that bring us back into remembering to be grateful and in awe of all the gifts that this miracle of life has to offer.
And it's almost like a muscle that you can develop by like constantly falling in love with this different aspects of life. It almost just like helps your heart grow. Mm-hmm. And it's an encouragement to do that. And then we were lucky enough to collaborate with one of our good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forrest Mortefee is on this track, and Forrest is an incredible local artist, and everybody who's listening should definitely tune into Forrest's work too. We've now done a few collabs together, and he's an incredible, incredible performer, and came into the studio, and we love telling this story where he came into the studio, and we were like, okay, we're thinking of having you like lay down a verse, like what's your process? And Forrest said, well, Prince does this thing where he'll go and he'll write something out, and then he'll come and he'll give one take, and then that's what ends up being on the record. and I'm going to try that out. And we were like pretty skeptical. And then Forrest comes in, so writes something in the hallway, comes in, lays down one perfect take, like the most incredible perfect take, and that's what's on the track.
Water like an open sky. Night is a waking daydream. You swim, you fly. I wonder where the open door went, woven in a beam of light. Walking through the color silent, beyond my sight.
Once a week, baby. All right. Okay, so we're going to find out what everyone's doing this summer. And looks like the girls are traveling.
Oh, no. We're traveling. It's scary. I'm going to go to Alberta to visit some family members who yes. live there for some reason. And I'm also bringing my brother Michael along. And we have to leave a little bit early because we just so happened to plan on his birthday. So we get to take a little plane together without our parents.
What
lucky
about
us.
An early happy birthday gift?
Speak.
Uh-huh.
Speak, Azosha, speak.
Okay. I'm going to Wales tomorrow to visit my aunt and stopping by London first so we can catch the train to Wales. That's tomorrow and it's very exciting, and I'm very excited to see a new part of the world, and I'm also planning to hang out with like more friends on the summer break, like going to Playland.
Love Playland.
She's bringing
swimming.
Me to Playland.
That's right, and going yes. swimming. Perfect.
Nice.
All right, how about our special guests? What are you guys planning for the summer? Because you guys have some gigs.
Yeah, so tomorrow we are collaborating on an event with Flying Sage. And they do these, like, a variety of events. But, this one's like a breath work, conscious dance, and then we're ending the night with, a sound journey. Wonderful group, Flying Sage. Highly recommend checking them out and seeing what they're up to. Mm-hmm. Their whole thing is democratizing transcendence. So pretty fascinating stuff. And then on August 1st, we're going to be playing a so far show, and apparently it's going to be on a boat.
Fun.
And then later on in the summer, we're playing at Rise Festival at the end of August. So we definitely have lots of plans to play shows and festivals, but also we're big campers, so we've got camping trips coming up too.
Whenever we can be in the mountains, we're in the mountains, and I feel like a lot of the inspiration comes from mountains as well.
Yeah,
perfect. Okay, where can people follow you?
Yeah, anywhere you listen to music, so Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud.
And then on Instagram, we're Days of Lavender Music, and that's where we post about, we do regular, these, like, ambient meditation sound journeys that we host once a month at the Beaumont. So if you're interested in joining us for one of those, you can find it on Instagram.
Perfect. Yes. Okay, any shout-outs before we end?
Shout-outs. I mean, there's so many people who are involved in the album, but who do we want to shout out to right now?
Definitely Forrest.
Definitely Forrest Mordovi, yeah. We got Half Moon Audio, who's doing the mastering, who did the mastering for our album.
Yeah, shout out to Des Hume, who's collaborating on a few of the songs, doing some saxophone and singing on one of them. Jacob Wheel is on a couple of the songs.
Trent Freeman, Jonah Ocean, Brad Hall.
Big shout out to Brad Hall, our legendary guitarist. Mm-hmm. Most of the guitars that you hear on our album are from Brad, and Brad and Butter, yeah, very tasteful.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're gonna end with Holy Other from Days of Lavender. Stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
Not what I know. Who would be there? Where would I go? Maybe my faith can change. Maybe that's uncomfortable. I don't. I think I got it up, and now there's this whole the other floating in the water, breathing through the air, bursting through. Thank you.
first memory, you found me here in this place. This gorgeous masterpiece helps me believe the beauty.
Stand a little taller, it's right there for you.